family.
You get a hernia carrying that thing around. You should get one of these.
Oh, yes. Thanks for the tip, Waldo.
No problem, Bob. We learn by doing.
Oh, look. It's the world's sexiest concert promoter.
Hey, Steve. Things are really coming together. Shanice's concert is going to raise a lot of money for our scholarship fund.
Yep. Say, you look tense. Back rub, black eye, back off. So, my little Daffy Dilly, my birthday's this Saturday, and I'm gonna throw a big bash. Wanna come?
Well, who's gonna be there?
Well, so far, you, me, and the cake.
Well, I can't make it, so say hi to the cake.
I understand. Myra's out of town this weekend, and I decided not to invite my parents.
Well, why not?
Well, I'm still a little miffed that they put those trick candles on my birthday cake last year.
The ones that won't blow out?
No, the ones that blow up.
So, no one's coming to your birthday party?
Nope, but that's okay. Hey, I'm Steve Urkel. I'm used to being alone.
Stephen Q. Urkel?
Yes, Mildred?
What is this contraption?
Well, I thought it'd be nifty-swifty for the concert. You see, we make a little smoke. Then this fan wafts it across the stage as Shanice makes her grand entrance. Oh, we're talking mood, Mildred.
I still have me doubts, Stephen. I mean, this fan is quite large.
Oh, pish tush, Teach. Why, we'll just keep it on low. Observe.
You've learned your lesson.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Days gone by,
it's the bigger love of the family.
A new kind of family.
Hello, Shanice.
Hi, Eddie.
Oh, my God. You're here. You're really here. Come in.
Can I come in?
Come in. I missed you so much, Shanice. You are so fine. I wrote you lots of letters. I hope you got them. You are so fine.
Eddie.
Yeah?
Why are you babbling?
I don't know. Can you stop me?
Maybe.
So, it's good to see you, baby.
Hey, those are pretty flowers.
Thanks. Oh, they're for you. In honor of our 6-month anniversary.
Anniversary?
Yep. 6 months ago, you walked into Mighty Weenie. You ordered a chili dog, but you left with my heart. So, Shanice, how long you in town for?
Just a few days.
Well, let's make it a few days to remember.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
Hey, what's this?
Oh, it's just a song I wrote. I was gonna ask you to take a look at it, but I'm sure it's whack.
I'm sure it isn't. Can I take this with me?
Sure. Thanks. Listen, Shanice, I know you're a big star and everything, so I'm not sure what you'd like to do today.
Well, what do you normally do?
Well, probably just go to the mall and wander around aimlessly.
Oh, that sounds great.
Well, we're wasting time here. It could be wandering aimlessly.
Hello, Kenny?
Yeah, this is Laura Winslow. Yeah, I'm having a birthday party for a friend this Saturday at my house. Can you come? Well, the party's for Steve Urkel. Don't knock or anything. Just come on in.
Thanks.
Cool.
Hey, where's the E-Man?
He's out.
Well, we'll just make a sandwich and be on our way.
Well, actually, I'm glad you stopped by.
Well, of course you are, sweet thing. See, I just knew it was a matter of time before you fell for that old weasel magic.
Waldo, do me a favor and stand between us.
Okay. But on Friday, I have to go get my teeth cleaned.
Fine. You see, the thing is, I wanted to invite you to a birthday party for Steve.
Steve? Steve Urkel?
Yeah.
I forgot. What are we laughing about again?
She wants to throw a birthday party for Urkel.
Stop it, you two. It's not funny.
Oh, yeah, if it's not funny, then why are we laughing?
You guys should be ashamed of yourselves. Steve Urkel has been a good friend to both of you.
He has?
Yes. Weasel, who brought you that nice brass plaque to commemorate your 100th day of detention?
Urkel, I have to admit, that was very thoughtful. That plaque made me the envy of all my detention nights.
And Waldo?
So?
When you're depressed, who cheers you up by making shadow animals?
Urkel. Sometimes he even does them over the phone.
Well, okay then. What do you say? Will you come to Steve's party?
No.
Well, why not?
Cause ain't nobody gonna be there.
Be mine. All the love. Thank you. Now, I have a special treat for you. One of Vanderbilt's students is a good friend of mine. He's written a terrific song, and I would like for him to come up on stage and sing it. How about a big hand for Eddie Winslow?
No. Okay. On this list.
Oh, Laura decided to throw a birthday party for Steve. Those are the people she wants to invite.
Oh. Uh-oh. Must be a mistake.
What is it?
My name's on the list.
Mom, Dad, we need to talk. Yesterday when I sang with Shanice.
Yes?
Well, it was the greatest feeling I ever had in my life. And everybody says I sounded pretty good.
Well, you sounded great.
Thanks, Dad. Well, Shanice's manager said that I have talent and that I could go places.
I see. Edward, where is this going?
I've decided I want a singing career, so I won't be going to college. Oh, but I'll still need the money you saved for my backup singers.
Home Stores.
Let me get this straight. You have decided that you're not going to go to college.
That's right.
And instead, you're going to become a singer and a songwriter.
Yep. What do you think?
Are you nuts?
calm down before you do something you're going to regret later.
Harriet, you should have threatened me with that 18 years ago.
Dad. I know you're upset, but this isn't just a whim. I've really thought this out.
Well, that's encouraging. Just what is your exact plan, Edward?
Okay. I'm gonna write some songs, sing them, and make big bucks.
Gosh, you can't find any holes in that plan.
You said I sounded great at the concert.
Well, you did, but that doesn't mean that you can make a living from it. I once bowled a 300 game. I didn't run out and join the PBA tour.
Carl, you never bowled a 300 game.
Do you mind, Harry? I'm trying to make a point here.
Eddie, your father's right. You know how we've stressed over and over the importance of a good education.
But, Mom, Shanice's manager, a professional in the business, said that I have talent.
Oh, so what makes him a professional in the business? Because he wears three earrings in one ear?
You know what? This is typical. Every time I get excited about something, you freak out and shoot down my dream.
Oh, no, I don't.
Yes, you do. Why don't you just say what you're really thinking, Dad?
And what's that, Edward?
That you don't believe I'm talented enough to make it. You don't have any faith in me.
Oh, Edward, that's not it.
Yes, it is. Well, Shanice believes in me. Her manager believes in me, and I believe in me.
Well, these people
I come to you for support, and what do I get? Nothing.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Shanice. Oh, come in. Warm yourself.
this?
Oh, well, I thought on a snowy day like this, it'd be nice to have a spring picnic.
Oh, that's a great idea, but I can't stay.
Well, why not?
My manager got me an appearance on Arsenio, and my limo's taking me to the airport.
Oh.
Oh, please don't be mad at me.
Oh, I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. I mean, I was really looking forward to today. Can't you at least have one quick deviled egg?
Sure. You know, I hate last-minute schedule changes. But, hey, it's all a part of the business.
Well, I guess I better get used to it if I'm going to be starting my own singing career.
What?
Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you later. But I've decided to pass up college and start my music career right away.
Well, what brought this on?
Well, you and your manager made such a big deal about my talent. I wouldn't want to disappoint my future fans.
Eddie, if you got a chance to go to college, take it.
You sound just like my parents. You don't believe I can make it either.
Eddie, look at me. I do have faith in you, and I know you can be successful.
Then why bother with college?
Because you'll get a degree, and that opens doors. Also, you'll have great experiences that you'll be able to use in your songwriting.
Why are you telling me this? I mean, you went straight to stardom. You're not going to college.
Not yet, but I plan on going.
What about your career?
Well, it's got to take a backseat to my education.
Miss, if we don't get going, you'll miss your flight.
Thanks. Thanks for the picnic. You make a mean deviled egg.
See, I already got something to fall back on.
Would you call me to the airport? My limo will bring you back.
Sure.
You're you!
Shanice, you remember my mom and dad?
Sure. Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Winslow.
Oh, Shanice. You know, I enjoyed your concert so much, I can't get that song you sang out of my head. Can't you see just how I feel? It's for you. Don't you know this love is real?
We gotta run. I'm going with Shanice to the airport. And by the way, I changed my mind again. I'm going to college after all. See ya.
Did he say he's going to college after all?
That's what he said.
You mean to tell me I haven't had an appetite in 2 days and he's going to college after all?
Don't question it, Carl. Just be thankful.
Believe me, I am. Hey, what's all this?
Now, how did a basket of fried chicken end up in the middle of our living room?
Harriet, don't question it. Just be thankful.
Tonight, but done right. True value. Start right, start here.
Yeah, hello, Steve. Yeah, I was wondering if you could come over. There's something I wanted to talk to you.
What's up, baby?
Steve, will you clean that house on your birthday?
Well, it's like my mother says. The dust doesn't know it's a special day.
Here, I got you a little something. Happy birthday, Steve.
A present? For me? From you? How? Take me now, Lord. It's all downhill from here.
Open it.
Half off the price of admission to Cheesetown. Oh, wow. How thank you are. I love it.
Well, I'm glad you're happy. I wanted to give you a party, but I got a late start and everybody already had prior commitments.
Oh, no need to explain. I totally understand. It would take a miracle to get people to come to a party for me.
Well, I'm glad you understand because...
Surprise!
You, Luther.
Ow. 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 Thank you all from the bottom of my little Urkel heart. I've never been so happy.
You deserve it, sugar, because we all love you. Right, gang?
Well, I was here. I figured maybe I might as well just give it to you.
Steve, I think you better blow out these candles before we have to call the fire department.
Did you make a wish?
Well, I didn't have to, Richie. My wish came true when all the people I love gave me a birthday party. Can I have a hug, big guy? Whoa! Can I do that?
MasterCard presents a new ABC Family original movie.
Will you marry me?
Lewis's love life.
No.
Needed help, so he made a list to find the perfect woman.
She is everything on that list.
But love.
There is so much that you don't know about me.
Isn't